Well, this week, local primary school students about the Upper Hunter have been hosting a delegation from New South Wales Parliament. Breaking out of the Sydney bubble, President of the Legislative Council, Benjamin Franklin, met senior students at Muswellbrook South Public School. Together, they took part in the Discovering Democracy program, an interactive illumination of our state's political process. Courtney Yendall has the story.
Parliament's now in session. Can everyone be seated?
State Parliament in session at Muswellbrook South Public School.
Today has been an amazing opportunity for the Parliament to come and take democracy to the people. And what we've done is we've brought it to Muswellbrook South.
President of the New South Wales Legislative Council, Benjamin Franklin, is in the Upper Hunter teaching the next generation of leaders how the New South Wales Parliament works.
It's so wonderful to be able to engage with Year 5 and 6 students, to have them learn about the levels of government, to have them learn about what Parliament does, and to have them learn about their democratic system. You know, they even had the opportunity today to pass a bill and to vote on a law. So for them to be able to understand what makes our democracy tick, I don't think there's anything more important than that. Because they need to understand that their voice is important, that they have the opportunity to be able to speak up, to make a difference, to get their opinions heard, and if they can start learning that now, it means for the rest of their lives they're going to know that their views matter and that their views count. You're never too early to start this sort of lesson.
Now, if you're on this side, the good news is that you got elected, the bad news is that not enough.
Muswellbrook South Stage 3 Assistant Principal Sarah Winning says hands-on demonstrations on a life-size map of the Parliament floor helped illustrate the voting process.
I thought it was great. It was really interactive. They got the kids actually doing some hands-on tasks that show how Parliament works. So I think that the nice interactive version of it really helped our kids to understand the program a little bit better. Travelling to Sydney, travelling to Canberra. Canberra's quite a distance for us. So for them to actually come here and do the program with us is quite helpful, actually.
Questions from if kids are allowed to be MPs to whether girls have to wear dresses in Parliament, even his age, nothing fazed the president.
I just think it's just been so wonderful to see how engaged the kids were, to see how hungry they were. They asked me so many questions about my role and how the Parliament works. And to see that in Year 5 and 6 students, I think that's the most exciting thing of all. I mean, we get everything from what we got today was, have you met Anthony Albanese, right through to what do you think of the situation in Iran or what do you think of climate change? You know, there are people who focus on the fact that they need, you know, a skate park or they want a skate park in their local community. Or there are people who are concerned that there aren't enough teachers or there aren't enough doctors in their local community. And so what we need to understand is that young people, even if they're in year 5, 6, year 7, 8, just because they're young doesn't mean they don't know what's going on. They've got an opinion to give. They've got a real understanding of the world, and it's up to us to listen.
It was nice to have the president here as well for him to answer our questions, even though he may have been offended by how old they thought he was.
The lesson was a hit with the students too.
What sort of things did you learn?
Or how they switch between the two houses and different levels of parliament.
Yeah, it was really good.
About how, like, the parliament works. It was very fun. Yeah, I wasn't that interested in it before, but now it's, like, interesting.
The program is part of a roadshow visiting 7 regional schools this week, including a youth forum and public speaking competition for high school students in Scone, all part of bringing Macquarie Street to the country for civics education.
We believe that the Parliament of New South Wales is for everyone in New South Wales, not just for Sydney, and we'll take the Parliament to them so that they can actually have their voices heard. We know now it's really challenging and it's expensive to travel to Sydney or to Canberra, and now with fuel prices it just makes it even worse. So we've decided that we want to take the Parliament to the schools, to the regions and to the people so that they can talk to their local representatives, they can understand how their democracy works, and they can actually create an opportunity for themselves to learn about how their society functions and how they can make the most difference.
That was President of the State Legislative Council, Benjamin Franklin, there, alongside voices of staff and students at Muswellbrook South Public School.